This is Rebecca Lowe, or Rebecca Lua, if you listen to Suboptimal Radio, and you are listening to Men in Blazers on the NBC Sports Network.
It's unbelievable!
Welcome to a Men in Blazers United States Men's National Team pod special. Our guest today is a remarkable gent, the youngest player to score for the United States men in the modern era. Still just 17 years old, out of that iconic American locale, Hershey, Pennsylvania. Hershey, Pennsylvania. He now plies his trade in Germany, where he broke into Borussia Dortmund's first team last season, becoming the youngest foreign player ever to score in the Bundesliga and the youngest player of any nationality to score twice. We welcome to the pod, joining us from St. Vincent and or the Grenadines, where the USA is preparing for a World Cup qualifier Friday afternoon, the man we call Tenacious P, the most popular American in Germany since Hasselhoff, the one and only Mr. Christian Pulisic.
Hello, guys. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, Christian, we are overjoyed to have you. The stories about your upbringing are legend. Your mum, a soccer star at university, your dad in the Harrisburg Heat Hall of Fame. You were able to use both feet age 3. On what football field, at what age, did you first say to yourself, wow, I am really bloody good at football, not just for my city or my state, but United States good, world good?
I started realizing, I think, when I started to be around 11, 12, that, wow, I think I can really go somewhere with this game. And I saw I was beating other players with ease, and I was feeling really good about myself. So I was definitely excited for the future.
You trained at Barcelona at age 11. You had stints at Arsenal, Chelsea, Porto, Eindhoven. You joined the US setup under 14. I'm going to ask you a question, and you can't say all of them as an answer. But when you think back to your own career arc, what's been the most important driver for you? Your natural ability, the coaching you had when you were young, or just your relentless street soccer, baller always at your feet approach to life?
I've always felt that ability in my feet, but it's always just been my competitiveness and my drive for the game. I've always loved it so much. I think that's definitely what set me apart. I think a lot of other young players have had similar talents to me, but I think that the mental ability and just that drive and that competitiveness is what really takes me above the others.
You joined the American Under-17 residency program in Bradenton, Florida, and at the 2013 Knight Friendlies final, you were MVP, first seen there by Dortmund when you grabbed a goal and an assist in a 4-1 triumph over Brazil. You got a Croatian passport through your grandfather, and that enabled you to go to Germany the following summer, July 2015. The thing I think about your career at this time, Christian, you were often so much smaller than everyone around you on the field, but you could still dictate games. What's the secret?
I've always known I was never a big player when I was younger. Obviously, I've grown up a bit, and I'm starting to get up there, but when I was young, I think it was just to beat people with my mental side of the game and to beat them with just quick movements and without having that physical ability that some of the other players had, I had to be much smarter than them. And I think that was key and that was very important for me.
Well, you fast-track your way in Dortmund through the under-17 team and the under-19 teams. We talk a lot about youth development on this show, Christian. Many people have identified the 16 to 20-year-old age is the one where America falls far short of the rest of the world, you know, late high school, early college. What was it in Dortmund that was emphasized for you in your training there at that age that's really set you up for success?
It's just been the intensity every single day in training. I think that's something that we're really starting to get in the U.S., but something that's been lacking for years now. And it's just every day when you go to training, you have to be 100% on your game and ready to play. And that helped my game to develop and just being ready at all times, and you have to be physical and intense. I think that really prepared me for games and just moving up to higher levels.
Yeah, I once talked to Landon Donovan about his experience going to Leverkusen as a 17-year-old, having felt like a big fish in a small pond in America, suddenly feeling like a small fish in a big pond, a big German pond, a trout farm, die Vollzucht. Can you talk about that adjustment and how it was for you, both athletically and mentally?
it's a big leap. My first few trainings, starting with the Dortmund pros, it's a lot different. It's no one knows who you are. You're just some kid in a big team, in a top 10 European team. It's incredible to be at such a high level, and you just got to be ready in training and every part of it. Nothing's given easy to you, and it's tough. You got to really work and earn your respect in the team, and it's a big leap for sure. It's something that a lot of kids struggle to make, and I think I've done a great job of it so far.
Did you ever doubt yourself, Christian?
I can't say I have doubted myself, no, because I've always known how talented I was, and I've always tried to be confident no matter where I'm playing. I always tell myself, I don't care what level I'm playing at, which team, I want to bring the same confidence and just play the game like I always do, whether it's with an under-17 team or whether it's with the pros. So I think that was very important for me, just to have a strong attitude about it.
You didn't stay with the under-17s, the under-19s for long. January 30th, at 17 years of age, 133 days, you became the eighth youngest player ever to appear in the Bundesliga, entering before a crowd of 81,000 plus in the 68th minute of a 2-0 victory over Ingolstadt. I often think about what you must have felt when you walked onto that field. Not only are you a 17-year-old about to charge around the field with grown men, but you're an American, Christian. Does being from the United States, does it add an extra burden on your shoulders in terms of what you have to prove?
No, I wouldn't say that being American really changes anything at all. When I walked out onto that field, it's a moment I'll just never forget. It wasn't even nervousness. It's just this huge wave of excitement, and just everything that's gone through my career just passed right through me in about 3 seconds right before I walked on that field. And then as soon as I walked on there, it just all went away, and I was just playing football like I always love to do.
I watched that moment over and over again on YouTube. Often, Christian, I mean, a gent who couldn't legally drive alone in Germany, just strolling onto the Bundesliga field and showing that he absolutely belonged there. Who were your football heroes growing up, both foreign and American?
It's funny, my hero was actually always Luis Figo, the Portuguese player. My dad still calls me Figo to this day. It was always my nickname because I loved to watch him so much. I watched him, especially when he was at Real Madrid. That was when I was a big fan there, and yeah, he was always my hero. I love the way he played.
American Figo. Who from the U.S. setup did he used to watch and admire?
Just like every kid, Landon Donovan was always a great hero of mine. But I wouldn't give more specific U.S. players. I'd love to watch the team. And I remember when those World Cups came on, that just even when Donovan scored that goal and just those moments, I'll never forget, because I was just so excited and just proud to be an American at that time.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's amazing. You were not alone in being inspired by Landon's goal in the 2010 World Cup, but you're among the few to actually end up in that US team. And you, in fact, became the youngest player ever to represent the US in a World Cup qualifier when you came on against Guatemala this year. You're with the team now. When you sit down at the dinner table, the lunch table, next to the likes of Kyle Beckerman, Brad Guzan, Tim Howard, men in their mid-30s, literally twice your age, what's that like for you? What would you, do you talk about football? Do you talk about life advice? Do you ask about mortgages, 401ks?
Yeah, no, I laugh about it because it's funny when they're at their tables talking about their kids and just their wives and stuff like that, just stuff that I can't relate to at all. But it's funny because they're such great guys, and whether they're talking about that and I'm talking about, I don't know, school or something, it's just it's so much different, but we get along, and we all have the same goals, so it all works out.
The Copa America Centenario, how did you experience it? You were called up, but you played only 84 total minutes. Did you tell yourself this is all a learning experience and you understood not being selected? Or were you on the bench with every atom in your body just desperate to get on the field?
As a young player, I want to get on the field as much as I can, but I was also just honored to be there. I think a Copa America in your home country, it was just a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, so I was just so excited to be there, and it was nice to see us have some success, and of course, I would like to be on the field as much as I can. I think anybody would, but I was just very happy with the team in that tournament.
How did Jurgen Klinsmann explain it to you, that you were there, but you weren't on the field?
He's always very encouraging, and he's just help me when, whether it was training. And he said that you'll get your minutes when we need you. And that's really all it was. It was just great to be there. And he knew that I was young and he just wanted to continue to see my development and be a part of the team. So it was great.
You are very much part of the team, and that team have two big CONCACAF qualifying games upcoming this week with a place in the hex within touching distance. Your experience with the CONCACAF is so new. First up, you've got St. Vincent and the Grenadines, which on the surface seems like a straightforward challenge. An opponent, 156 in the world, population 110,000, flung over 32 islands. But CONCACAF, it's like a parallel universe with its own realities, a bit like a footballing Stranger Things. How have your teammates prepared you for the notion of the Vinci heat and the turf at the Arnos Vale Stadium and just the unbelievable humidity that you're going to face?
I think a lot of people don't realize how difficult it is to play in some of these CONCACAF countries. And of course, it's going to be difficult. We never have easy games here, and we know that we're going to have to be on top of our game to get this win on Friday. So we're really looking forward to the challenge. And I've teammates, of course, have told me the heat's tough, playing at tough times, and obviously the field's not always the best, but it's no excuse, and we're really excited to just show what we got.
You're about to play a must-win game without the team's veterans. Michael Bradley out with suspension, Jermaine Jones and Clint Dempsey out for health reasons. Get well soon, Clint. I still had hair the last time at least one of those three wasn't playing for the United States. Without that spine, does that make things feel different for you, more transitional in the US camp?
It's a big miss having those guys out, but I don't think it really affects our team spirit or anything like that. We're going to go and we're going to have a similar game plan without them, and we're just going to go give it our all, and we're going to be 100% ready for this game. So I don't really think it changes our outlook on things. We're ready for this.
Lots of transfer rumours over the past month with you at Dortmund all came to naught. Can you talk at the club level about your goals for the year ahead, Christian?
I'm really excited to be at Borussia Dortmund right now, and I want to get as many minutes as I can. I want to just have a great, successful season with the team. And I think that we're looking very strong with a lot of good new players, and I'm really excited to see what happens.
When I think about the US team of the future, I'm as excited as you are about Dortmund. I think of you, Jordan Morris, Lyndon Gooch, Camry Carter-Vickers, Emerson Hindman on the US Young Guns WhatsApp group, and I feel quite excited. How do you think about the US future?
I think it's looking very strong. Seeing all these young players moving up in great leagues around the world and having success at such young ages, I think that Americans should be very excited but should also be patient, because these kids, we're all going to develop, and I think that we're going to be very strong in a few years. I do believe that.
Do you talk to those guys? Do you talk to Lyndon Gooch at Sunderland, Cameron Carter-Vickers at Spurs?
I've been in contact with a few of them. I don't talk to all the guys. I don't know them so well. But, yeah, we're all just supporting each other and always there for each other in a preseason friendly. I even switched jerseys with Gooch when we played against Sunderland. So it's respect like that, and we're really excited.
I adore Gooch, and I'm going to extrapolate from this conversation that you, like me, have dreams of the US lifting the World Cup in 2026 on home turf. But last question for you. It's amazing what you have accomplished in such a short time, Christian. I mean, every single statistic about you is first to do this, youngest to do that. When you look at your Instagram and you see your friends at home in Pennsylvania doing things that 17-year-olds do, prom, high school graduation, college, yeah, University, do you occasionally look at it and wonder what a normal path would have been, or are you just so focused on Dortmund and the football that you just shut out all of that?
I'm just like every kid, I think. I always see what my friends are doing, and sometimes I think, wow, what would it be like without soccer? But I'm so focused here that I know that it takes sacrifice, and I'm just always looking forward. I always stay in contact with my friends from home, and it's awesome to have those friends there. And yeah, sometimes it's hard being away. It was the hardest thing I've ever done, is move across the world, go over to Europe, and leaving all my friends, family. It's difficult, but I think that that's what you got to do. That's what you have to do to take that next step. So, and it's worked so far. So I'm just going to keep going with it.
Thank you, Christian. I look forward to catching up with you during the year in Dortmund, and our listeners across the country wish you and the rest of the US men's national team Godspeed this week. Thanks, mate.
Yeah, thank you very much.